The first reading is a reading from the book of Exodus. Moses did exactly as the Lord had commanded him. On the first day of the first month of the second year, the dwelling was erected. It was Moses who erected the dwelling. He placed its pedestals, set up its boards, put in its bars, and set up its columns. He spread the tent over the dwelling and put the covering on top of the tent, as the Lord had commanded him. He took the commandments and put them in the ark. He placed poles alongside the ark and set the preparatory upon it. He brought the ark into the dwelling, hung the curtain veil, thus screening off the ark of the commandments, as the Lord had commanded him. Then the cloud covered the meeting tent, and the glory of the Lord filled the dwelling. Moses could not enter the meeting tent because the cloud settled upon it, and the glory of the Lord filled the dwelling. Whenever the cloud rose from the dwelling, the children of Israel would set out on their journey. But if the cloud did not lift, they would not go forward. Only when it lifted did they go forward. In the daytime, the cloud of the Lord was seen over the dwelling, whereas at night, fire was seen in the cloud. By the whole house of Israel and all the stages of their journey. The word of the Lord. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord, mighty God. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord, mighty God. My soul yearns and pines for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord, mighty God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest in which she puts her young. Your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord, mighty God. Blessed they who dwell in your house, continually they praise you. Blessed the men whose strength you are, they go from strength to strength. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord, mighty God. I had rather one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I had rather lie in the threshold of the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord mighty God. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, for there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." "Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." When Jesus finished his parables, he went away from there. The Gospel of the Lord. So again, we continue in Exodus and Moses, and we see how Moses prayed and how he was transformed by his prayer. But everything when it comes to our prayer is the fruit of our prayer. You know, so what happens when we pray, when we have this encounter of God, when we're transformed? What happens in our lives? Well, it says in the first line of the reading today, Moses did exactly as the Lord had commanded him. So that means something. That means, first of all, he had to listen to God when he prayed. He didn't just tell God what to do. And he did exactly as the Lord had commanded him. So he didn't just listen. He put into practice what God had said to him. And so it must be with us. If you notice, it continues on in Exodus that they waited until God moved them forward. If the cloud stayed, they stayed. If the cloud moved, they moved, because the cloud was God. And so they always were looking for God to give them the next step. Not themselves, not their power, not their intelligence, God. So when we pray, we are listening, We promise, and we not only promise, we do exactly as he commands, and we only follow him. We move forward when he tells us to move forward. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.